Did daily life just continue for
you? Some of the people I knew around the community, there was a couple of guys I knew around the community that went, and one of them got hurt, was shot, but wasn't killed. And came back and married a girl I had dated, so. You know, one of those things. At that time, I was real interested in ladies and cars and, you know, what else life had to offer me. I was out looking at my options and seeing what I had available to me and trying to get back out of the small town back to the big town to see about more options and availability of options for me. That's what I was interested in at that time. I was trying to get back out of the country. I really didn't care for the country living or oriented to the city living and wanted to get back there as soon as possible. And so I was looking at options like that and traveling to the city every chance I got to look around and see what was going on, and got into the hippie movement. I really wasn't into the movement as a participant. I was there as a observer. I went to Atlanta to 14th Street and all that area down in there on Peachtree and 14th and stayed down in that area a couple of days at a time sometimes, just kind of checking things out and watching and looking and seeing what was going on. Well, the biggest thing is everybody was just kind of protesting against the way the government was and the way the war was going, and they were kind of saying, well, we're just going to drop out and not do anything, you know. We're just going to drop out and not do whatever the government says we have to do. We're not going to do, you know. We're just dropping out of the society as it is, and we want it changed. And that's what I saw happening pretty much. And everybody was kind of trying to do their own thing, and in that, you know, if it was love or peace or war or whatever, they were just doing their own thing and not paying any attention to what everybody was telling them they should be doing, hunting jobs and trying to raise families and all this. They were rebelling against that and the way that the society was altogether.
So the life in the rural area continued to stay the same?
Yeah.
There was no demonstrations.
There was nothing in the rural section of town. In the rural areas out in the country where I live, there was nothing going on there. Nothing. Some hippies moved into an old abandoned building down the road, you know, and they were the worst talked about people in the area. And nobody wanted them there, and they did everything they could to harass them and get them moved out. And so, rather than try to learn about them or what they were about or anything like that, it was like, we don't want that influence here. And so they got them moved out. And no, there was no demonstrations and no hippie movement out in Jasper, Georgia, Canton, Georgia, anywhere in that area.
Was that on television?
Oh, yeah, it was on television, and on the nightly news they would be showing from San Francisco and this and that area, and, you know. You could hear a little bit of talk about the Atlanta area, but they didn't really show or talk about it a lot, I think for fear that some of the people there would migrate to Atlanta, maybe. I don't know, but the Atlanta thing was kept kind of quiet. You knew about it through the grapevine of young people, you know, but on TV there wasn't a lot. But most of it was coming from like San Francisco and the Haight-Ashbury district and all that. That's where the news on TV was coming from. So I didn't tell you about all the local stuff that was going on in the Woodstock area, you know, when the big Woodstock thing came down, it was on TV. It was pretty good.
Was it an exciting year? I did feel like the revolution was coming home, but did you feel like they would make a change.
What's that?
Well,
it did change. It changed the whole United States and the way people live and the way people do things a great deal. Before that time, there was really no such thing as, basically there was, but was not a talked about thing as open, you know, sex and talking about sex and talking about lifestyles and what type of lifestyle you'd like to live and all that was never discussed or thought about or if it was thought about, it was kept under wraps, you know what I'm saying? There was no such thing as that until after the hippie movement and today, you know, you have a lot of freedom because of that you wouldn't have had before. You have choices in lifestyles that you would like to live. There are different types of lifestyles you can live and, you know, that weren't there before. So, yeah, it changed a lot of things. Not all for the good, but it changed a lot of things. Not all for the bad either, you know. So, yeah, I thought it was a good movement and would like to see more movement like that against the government, you know, in areas where it needs to be. And yet there's a lot of watchdog groups and stuff out there now because of that type thing, you know, the Greenpeace movement and stuff like that is really a spring off from that. So, yeah, that's good. Pretty much after that, it kind of got to be, I guess I was, about 20 now, 19, 20. My father passed away, and I had bought some land, sold it, and moved back into Woodstock area, which was closer to Atlanta, about halfway between Atlanta and Jasper, Georgia. You know, I was traveling back and forth, working in Atlanta, trying to raise a family. The American dream life. House, car, kids, dogs, you know, two cars and all in the garage and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, was settled into that routine and just kept doing that and silently, sometimes protesting this or that. There was some kind of movement came along. They got all bent out of shape about burning the American flag or displaying the American flag in a certain manner and position. I hung one on my front door and upside down or something. I don't know. Just stuff like that, you know, silently protesting some of the things as far as my political views and that sort of thing. I was still doing a lot of looking to see where I wanted to go in life and what I wanted to do. I was working in as a mechanic and then worked in the steel mills and that sort of thing in that era. This is during the 70s. I really didn't have anything going on other than trying to just work and yet when I had free time, trying to still figure out which way I wanted to go and where I wanted to go and what I was looking for out of life. And so I stayed out in the city, still looking and talking and just doing things in the city, you know. I enjoyed it at that time. I had a good time at that time. I partied a good bit during that time. And have no regrets from that. It was a good time for me. And I made good money and I worked, you know, these factory jobs, but there was no challenge in these jobs. There was nothing there to challenge me, you know. It was mechanical type job. You go in and you do the same thing every day, the same way every day. And there was no challenge to it. And you did that for 30 years and retired. Well, I didn't care to do that for 30 years. I've been a basket case after about 10 years, probably. Got into drugs a little bit there during that period. Problems at home with the wife, problems financially, job was like one, it was on a rotating shift. One week you're on day shift, the next week you're on night shift, and the next week you're on 3 to 11 shift. So it was kind of hard to get your system adjusted to that. So I started into the drugs, trying to take something to stay awake, something to put me to sleep, and stayed into that for about 4 years, as long as I worked in the steel mills. After I got out of the steel mill, well, then I ended up getting divorced and then getting out of the steel mills, and continued to do the drugs for about another 2 years. No heavy drugs, marijuana, a little speed, tried a little cocaine, wasn't good for me, so I didn't get into cocaine. Tried a little bit of everything, acid and everything else, but I liked the just the marijuana and the speed is all I really got into in any heavy amounts.
Was the availability of the drugs pretty?
Availability was anywhere you wanted it. You know, you could get it anywhere, anytime. It was no problem for availability. There wasn't any such thing as a war on drugs per se, but yeah, if you got caught with them, yeah, you could get some jail sentences out of it. Because it was illegal, uncontrolled substance or whatever they call it. It was illegal to have it. Huh? Yeah, it was uncontrolled at the time, pretty much.
What about the first astronauts in space?
Yeah, all that came about too during that time, during the time that I was still living in Jasper, Georgia and stuff. But I thought that was great. I really thought it was a good step in the right direction to kind of give man a chance to explore his world and other worlds, you know. Give him a better insight into his own world, maybe.
Did you feel like that was really the age of technology?
Has
it really?
No.
No?
No, I felt like that it was a right step in the right direction, you know. And like I said, give us a chance to explore our world and other worlds too. But it also gave us, it was what really started the technology to boom in the United States was the space program. That's what started bringing the technology out and started using it in other things after several years. But the first astronauts that went up and stuff, there was a lot of cynicism in the country. You know, these guys really didn't go. They're just telling us that on TV. And you heard a lot of that sort of thing, you know. There's nobody ever been in space and this and that. And you know, a lot of people didn't believe it was actually happening. You know, they didn't. I don't know whether they just chose not to believe it and didn't want to believe it, or you know. And again, from the up in the area, up in you know Jasper and Canton area, it was a highly religious area, and these people looked at it as though you might be tempting God some way, you know, trying to build that staircase to heaven or whatever.